You've heard of Dry January. What about Sober October? From Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. First, the IRS has announced that you will soon be allowed to contribute more to your retirement account. It says in 2023 you can contribute up to $22,500. That's $2,000 more than the current limit to your 401k, your 403b, etc. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more.
The nearly 10% jump in the federal contribution limit is mostly due to inflation. That's how these limits are indexed. And it's one of the largest increases in decades. The IRS is also raising the limit on catch-up contributions. That's the amount plan participants who are ages 50 and older can save on top of the federal contribution limit. The catch-up contribution limit will jump more than 15%. But experts say the higher caps will not significantly change the savings picture for workers. Most people don't save anywhere near the current federal limit. Vanguard estimates that less than 15% of participants max out their contributions in 2021. It means raising the limits won't benefit many people. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
The U.S. government is reportedly considering ways to prevent China from accessing U.S.-made technology around quantum computing and artificial intelligence. This was first reported by Bloomberg last week. Marketplace's Sabri Benashour has been digging into this for us.
The administration is broadly concerned about cutting-edge technologies that can have military uses. In a regulatory filing, it said China was using supercomputing and artificial intelligence to improve its nuclear weapons and advanced semiconductors to enable human rights violations. There is not a lot of detail on what measures exactly the U.S. is considering to curb China's access to U.S. quantum computing and artificial intelligence technology, but it recently announced policies to restrict that country's access to U.S. chips and semiconductors. That included requiring licenses to export certain materials, as well as preventing any U.S. citizen or green card holder anywhere from helping China develop advanced chip technology. There are risks to this approach. U.S. companies would lose sales, foreign competitors could pick up the slack, and China can hire non-U.S. talent. In New York, I'm Sabri Benashour for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong fell more than 6% today after the Communist Party of China's 20th National Congress wrapped up this weekend without significant details about policy for economic recovery in China. The Shanghai Composite Index fell 2%. Dow and S&P futures are up about a quarter of a percent this morning, with the Dow future up 95 points. NASDAQ futures are basically flat. The 10-year Treasury yield is down at 4.171%. For some people, this month is Sober October, meaning not a drop of alcohol, nothing. For people who are trying to avoid drinking but like the taste, non-alcoholic beverages might be a good option. The market for these drinks, which set out to emulate their boozy counterparts as closely as possible, has expanded rapidly in recent years, both due to what some call a rise in quality and also wider health trends. To get a better sense of the growth, we hear now from Megan Klein. She's founder of Little Saints, a company founded a year ago that's in the business of making and selling non-alcoholic mocktails. She recently spoke with my colleague David Brancaccio.
Megan, what is the problem with alcohol these days? I'm seeing some actually pretty decent no alcohol IPA ales. You got into mocktails. What is driving this?
What's driving it is the anxiety economy. The anxiety economy was already there pre-pandemic. We were all using our meditation apps. We were using squeeze balls, and we were trying different ways to address our anxiety. But it wasn't until the pandemic that our drinking habits really became clear. I personally did Dry January for the first time in 2021, and then really started thinking about, you know, what was out there that we could replace alcohol with, because a lot of us saw that it was not sustainable.
Yeah, so in a sense, a reaction to the high pandemic times when people may have been drinking too much and people perhaps rethinking it. I also note maybe demographics is part of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So I am the youngest of Gen X, but about 42% of millennials drink on a regular basis, and only 21% of Gen Z drinks on a regular basis. And that is the statistic. And then anecdotally, you probably know some Gen Z too. They think drinking is like gross because they're much more health conscious.
So Megan, entrepreneur that you are, you saw the problem that you thought needed to be solved, But how'd you go about doing this? I mean, you don't want these mocktails to taste lousy.
Absolutely. So after I did Dry January, what I saw was that there was really no Beyond Meat of the non-alcoholic beverage market. I wanted something that tasted, smelled, and felt like a cocktail, and I didn't find that. And so what we created was a mocktail that has smell compounds. So it's going to give you the same experience as when you're smelling your wine or your cocktail. And then it has adaptogens that take us directly into our parasympathetic nervous system and make us feel relaxed in the same way that a cocktail does. That's specifically, we're using a reishi mushroom and CBD blend to give that mood lifter.
And what about distribution for you? What was your thought? Direct to consumers or through other kinds of partners?
You know, Kellogg marketer that I am, I actually spent the first summer getting to know my customer in the Midwest. I have this little mint green vending trailer that I took all around the Midwest, and I got feedback on what people other than myself really wanted in a non-alcoholic drink, and that's how I created the flavors.
So wait, it was like a food truck van, but for mocktails? What did it look like?
It was a used corn vending trailer. It's this really cute little rounded trailer with a side hatch. And I towed her behind my mint green Little Saints Jeep. I went all in and I towed it around the Midwest.
A corn van. That doesn't get more Midwest than that.
Exactly. For the record, she got a glam up. She's mint green and peach, and she looks really cute. You would not know that she was a corn vending trailer unless I told you.
All right. Megan Klein, founder of Little Saints, the company that makes and sells non-alcoholic mocktails. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, David.
So I gave up booze all of last year, and I have to say the non-alcoholic options, they just keep getting better. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.